You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Kristen Weiss on the line, and she's founder over at Coastal Talk and host of the Coastal Talk podcast. Kristen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Adam. Thanks for having me.
All right, so excited to get into today's topic. So we're going to talk about you launching this new podcast, and we're also going to talk about tourism along the coast. But before we get into that, let's go a little bit further in your background. So how did you get started in business and in your career?
Sure. So my background's in international affairs, international security, that sort of stuff. And I got really interested after being out in the working world for a few years in the natural resource side. And so looking at kind of the environmental factors that go into foreign policy and things like that. And so I got really interested in things like waste management for coastal communities and how, coastal areas are dealing with a changing climate and all that means, increases in hurricanes and tropical storms and dealing with things like erosion and storm surges and everything from that to, the role of tourism and, tourism's the largest global industry. I think the last statistic I saw from the UN was 1 in 11 jobs around the world are related to tourism. And that has a huge impact on coastal communities, too. So I started getting really interested in, is tourism working for these kind of destination places that we all like to go? And then kind of snowballed from there. So ended up working a little bit in those areas, went back to grad school in Iceland for a master in resource management for coastal and marine resource management. And then fast forward, now I'm doing a PhD and kind of the same sort of stuff, but the conflict analysis and resolution side. So, that's...
Man, that's exciting. And I had to ask you that question because I think what you're offering and what you're doing over at your podcast is quite unique. So not too many podcasters, I would argue, with your background. So it's really cool. Well, let's we're going to get into the podcast, but tell us a little bit more overall about what you're doing over at Coastal Talk.
Sure. So one of the things I discovered over the last few years is that, there's a lot of questions that I think we all kind of have about, community resilience, and maybe we don't know to call it that, but, how should my local community handle erosion, or how should my local community handle, increased waste management, which actually, with things like, say, the coronavirus pandemic has been a really big challenge for a lot of municipalities. So over at Coastal Talk, we decided that we would bring expert answers to questions and expert advice to the public in a way that was easy to understand and totally accessible. And so kind of bring that science side into the mainstream and that expertise into the mainstream. Answer questions even just like, where does my water come from? Where does my power come from? You know, things that I firmly believe should be easily accessible information. It should be common sense, things that we all kind of easy to look up and answer really quickly. But it's actually really hard a lot of times to figure out where your water comes from or where the water in your storm drain goes to and things like that. And I think it's very valuable for communities and for especially individuals, you know, who want to participate in civic society to know these things and understand how the world works around them and how things are affecting their community and how their community is affecting the natural world around them. And what that really
That's awesome. That's awesome. And as you're saying these things, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be listening to your podcast. This is cool. I'm like, I don't know where my water goes. I don't know any of the answers to the questions you just said. I'm like, I know zero of those answers. And if I wanted to, I could go on Google. I put in Google and then I probably get a bunch of misinformation or like random stuff. Whoever had the best SEO ranked, not the most credible person is going to come up first. It's whoever has the best thing to sell that paid Google some ads or something else. We're not going to go into that one. But that being said, I do want to go further into your podcast. So launching the Coastal Talk podcast, tell us more about your vision for the show.
Sure. So season one, we are interviewing a lot of really great experts across academia who've done some really interesting practical studies and case studies from, you know, all over the world. And each episode, we kind of sit down and have a conversation. So I sit down with one of these amazing experts who is super fun to talk to and hopefully very fun to listen to and just get into kind of the things that they've discovered and what they see going on and especially answer some audience sourced questions on, you know, things like, you know, where does my water come from or how do I figure that out or you know, what can my community do about this erosion problem we're having or, you know, things like that. So, yeah, so every episode we just feature a new expert and kind of dig into their expertise and, you know, really easy to understand information that's relevant to the wider public.
All right, Kristen. So I'm going to ask you a question. It's going to be a loaded question. It's a terrible question. I ask all my podcasters this, and I just do it because I do it. I don't know why. But that being said, you know, I want my listeners to go check out your podcast. But the only way they're going to check out your podcast is if they have an example of the content or something else. Like, you got to kind of hook them. So that being said, what was one of your favorite episodes or moments that you've had so far in your podcast journey or experience? And I know that's a terrible question. It's like, which one of your kids are your favorite? And then put them all in front of you or whatever.
Gosh.
And you're like, I like that kid. And then they're, no, well, we do it on this podcast. So what was one of your favorite episodes or moments on the podcast so far in your experience?
Oh, gosh. You'll have to
give me a second.
That was
just a terrible question. I told you. I'm sorry for doing it for you. But I want my audience to go check you out. And they're not going to check you out if they don't know.
Yeah, I would say one of my favorite things that we talk about in one of the episodes is has to do with an island that I actually did research on in the Caribbean, the island of Dominica, and so not the Dominican Republic, but Dominica, and it's a really amazing place. It's very special and very unique. And during Hurricane Maria, they're the island that got hit first by Hurricane Maria. If you remember from a few years ago, this Category 5 storm that kind of came through the Caribbean and into the U.S. and you know, really wrecked places like Puerto Rico and a few other places. But Dominica was the one that got hit first by it and kind of the full force of the storm. And so they, you know, as you would imagine, you know, had severe destruction, communications were down, and they actually were able to very quickly adapt to that situation and use those, if you know, like the kind of the radios that, you know, those radios.
Transistor radios, maybe, or like, I don't know.
Yeah. 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 Amateur radio operators, basically. Oh, ham radios. So Dominica was this island. They got hit really hard by Hurricane Maria, and their communications went down, and they were able to adapt really quickly to that by kind of tapping into this amateur ham radio group on the island, who then volunteered to their skills and their equipment to use their ham radios to communicate emergency services and, you know, general, you know, communication that needs to happen in natural disaster recovery. And it was just this really cool, kind of quirky, unexpected way that they were able to adapt to that. And it was also the only way that through those ham radio operators on the island who were able to communicate with others off island, that, you know, people off island were able to check in and see any updates on their loved ones or even get any news, because for several days it was just really hard to find out, you know, what was happening on the island, you know, were your loved ones okay? And so that's a really fun story that we get into a little bit in one of the episodes.
Wow. See that, and that's why I had to ask the question, because you just pulled out a story that I'm like, wow, that's a very unique podcast and really cool. Like, I'm like, I just unique content. Like, where else are you going to go to hear something like that or to learn about that? And what a good, like, human success story, and just all around, like, I can just picture it. Like, there's a disaster coming, all these other things, and there's these amateur radio, you know, club or whatever they were, and they're like all pitching in to like help save lives. Like, that is a freaking amazing story, Kristen, and that's what I wanted out of you, and you delivered, so thank you. I'm sure plenty of my audience are going to go check out that podcast, so Coastal Talk Podcast, definitely, and I'm going to check it out too, because that sounds really cool. So Kristen, that being said, we're about out of time on this episode, so if somebody is listening to this and they want more information on Coastal Talk, they want to watch the podcast or listen to the podcast, Coastal Talk Podcast, or just follow you and the brand. And I mean, you're getting your PhD now, so I think you're going further and further down this path. So I know people want to follow your work. What's the best way for people to connect with your brand?
Sure. So you can follow us either at Coastal Talk on pretty much any platform. Where Coastal Talk is most often on Instagram. And then also on Instagram is my personal handle. You're welcome to follow at Kristen Weiss. But yeah, Coastal Talk, Facebook and Instagram is kind of where we live.
Fantastic. Well, Kristen, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background, how you got started, and your passion for what you do, and also that new podcast. So Coastal Talk Podcast, everyone definitely go check that out. That's a big deal. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Kristen, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks, Adam. It was delightful to be here.